Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Hello, welcome back to Born on the Saturn podcast. We are here to talk about the sky for the last 2 weeks of September, and I'm really excited because my favorite season is about to begin, Libra season. Is it a coincidence that it's also my rising sign? I really don't think so. Pay attention to this for yourself. During which time of year do you feel the best, like the most connected, centered, or simply just in harmony? If it also makes sense with one of your important placements, maybe your rising sign, the moon or Jupiter, let me know in the comments here or reach out to me on Instagram. As you saw in the first episode of this special series of The Sky That Speaks to Us, I've summarized the astrological moments with main themes. The first theme I want to talk about to you today is expansion. When I say expansion, I'm sure you already know what I'm referring to. Jupiter, the planet that helps us widen our circle, go beyond and do so with enthusiasm, positivity. Nietzsche once said that joy is always stronger than pain, and that's why we keep moving forward. That's Jupiter. On September 14, Venus in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini, and this is generally a very positive transit. It's joy, harmony, fortune, it's expansion. It's that energy that allows us to reach to the others, overcome fears, and embrace connection, embrace the collective, and communication. This is a transit that benefits everyone, truly everyone, because it helps us see beauty, rediscover enthusiasm, and find meaning in things. And yes, we talk about expansion because when we open ourselves up to others, or even to ourselves, we are expanding our space. Think about when we are feeling negative, frustrated or afraid. The space around us feels tight, suffocating. The other significant event that ties into this theme of expansion is the full moon on September 18, which occurs with a partial eclipse and rises in the sign of Pisces. Here too, Jupiter's energy and thus expansion is strong, as Jupiter is one of the ruling planets of Pisces. Let's talk a bit about the moon, and therefore the realm of emotion, feelings, and inner completeness. We are also talking about the feminine polarity and thus creation. And all of this is happening in the sign of Pisces. Now, the expansion of Pisces operates on a deeper and perhaps less pragmatic level, but it's still intense. The expansion of the transit is first and foremost a mental opening. I've written an article dedicated to this full moon where I compared its energy to a famous painting by Magritte, The Empire of Light. Pause this podcast now and Google the painting or visit bornunthesaturn.com and take a look at it. Observe it, because the emotion it expresses are the ones that I would like you to focus on during this September. The painting depicts a nighttime scene with a visibly daytime sky. Despite the visual paradox, if we immerse ourselves in the painting, maybe activating our Neptune, we don't feel the logical incoherence. Is it night? Is it day? Or is it both? It's not an important because in front of the vision, reason doesn't exist anymore. Reason doesn't insist on being present. It doesn't force us to define things. Reason steps aside, and with it, we let go of control, allowing ourselves to be guided by a non-logical sense. The sense of vision. Just like in Magritte's imaginary landscape, this full moon in Pisces is here to teach us how to integrate light and shadow, letting them coexist. It encourages us to keep moving forward, even when logic tells us that something should only be considered finished when it's really exhausted. Yet sometimes we must detach from what no longer serves us, even if it still seems functional. So the sky is encouraging us to expand. And it's doing so in every possible way. It's happening through Venus and Jupiter, which speak of emotional, practical, and effective expansion. But it's also happening with this powerful full moon, pushing us to expand beyond logic. The message comes through loud and clear, amplified by the partial eclipse, which acts like a megaphone. It intensifies all the symbols and especially highlights the areas that are usually in the shadow. There is another celestial movement that, in my opinion, symbolizes expansion among many other things. On September 2nd, Venus enters Scorpio, which is pure passion, discovery, transformation. When Venus enters the water sign of Scorpio, it initiates exploration. It invites us to step out of our comfort zone and try those new things we have perhaps secretly always desired. It encourages us to tap into those emotions we keep hiding. It invites us to drop the mask, not care about the imaging we project, and unleash our wildest side. This is too expansion. Now, on September 2nd, the Sun enters Libra and ushers in the season of harmony. If we are in harmony, we feel good. If we create harmony, we do good. And it's no coincidence that the symbol of the sign is a scale. This is the second theme for these 2 weeks of September, harmony. Libra is the seventh sign of the zodiac, opposing the first, Aries, and marks the halfway point of the circle. It's the sign that represents the other, beyond ourselves. That is why Libra is concerned with seeking harmony, because it understands the importance of being together. Libra is also ruled by Venus, and knows that to bring elements together, proportion matter. Libra represents classical art, the Greek art that prioritizes symmetry because it embodies balance. So I've gone on a bit, but what I wanted to say is that this is the season of harmony. On September 23, day and night are of equal length, and we will all feel this need to measure, to find the right proportion, both between ourselves and the world around us. Intensifying this need and bringing it into the realm of words and communication will be Mercury, which enters Libra on September 26th. And conjunct the South Node on the 29th and the Sun on the 30th. It's a great time to make sure that all the elements of our lives are taking up the right amount of space, ensuring there is no imbalance between the parts. I'm thinking about those relationships that overwhelm, that take up more space than is healthy. I'm thinking about being too harsh in judging ourselves and too lenient toward others, or vice versa. In short, the search for harmony never truly ends because the challenge of balance is in keeping it. However, striving to work in this direction is always, and in any case, an act of love. Of course, astrology doesn't speak only to the individual, but also to the collective. And I hope that this moment of harmony and beauty can bring even just a little bit of justice and balance to the world, which still see so much injustice. Speaking of astrology on a global scale, those who follow me know how much I hope for the beneficial effects of Pluto in Aquarius. I truly hope that this slow and long Uranian revolution will bring the societal changes that I believe are necessary. I'm talking about respect for our planet and especially for all living beings, including animals. Things are changing. I see it every day. I believe in the new generation and I believe in a more sincere and humble connection with the universe. Now, for those who listened to the last episode, covering the first 2 weeks of September, you will remember that Pluto has temporarily gone retrograde for the last time in the final degrees of Capricorn. I believe this is an opportunity for our collective to pause for a moment and see what's not working, what is only causing pain. I'm talking about the collective, but I'm also talking about us, the generation of Pluto in Capricorn. Obviously, the world's troubles can't be fixed in 2 seconds, but if each of us acknowledges our own value and recognizes that even small actions matter, then we are ready for the revolution of Pluto in Aquarius. This huge topic deserves more space. And if you want me to do a special episode on this macro topic, just let me know in the comments. Before saying goodbye, I wanted to clarify something. In these special episodes, I don't list all the transit or aspect happening in the sky. I didn't want to give you a cold list or bore you with numbers. In this episode, I talk about what I believe are the main energies, those that, if we choose, we can truly focus on. To stay updated, I invite you, as always, to visit bernadesato.com and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you for joining me on Burn on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.